Okay, Chevra, we are learning Yerideya. We are in middle Simin Sadi Ches, and what we'll be discussing today is basically how much is necessary to be mevatel various and sundry items. This is all Gemara's on Sadi Zayin Aleph Beis going over to Sadi Ches, and the first sugya that we have is Kechetzi Zayis Shel Iser Shenis Arv Beheter Tzarech Shishim Chatzoy Zayse Heter Levatloi. If you have a chatzi zayis of iser that gets mixed into the heter, so the din is that you have to be mevatel it b'shishim. The din is you have to mevatel the chatzi zayis b'shishim. The Gemara in Sadi Ches discusses this case. And the Gemara has a machlekes. Basically, Marber of Ash, once upon a time, there's a chatzi zayis of targa. Half a kazayis of chaylev that fell into a pot, a dikula. Tosis discusses exactly what a dikula is. Is a dikula a pot? Is a dikula something that resembles like what women have to wear minhag Torah on their heads, like a kalsa, whatever that is. But a chati zayis of chaylev falls into a dikula of bisra. So Mabra of Ashi wanted to be Mesha'er B'Shleishim. His father tells him, no. First of all, lo tezalzel b'shi'urin d'rabbanon. Second of all, va'oh, ta'amer Reb Yochanan, nechati shir is aser min ha'tayra. So the svar in the Gemara at the beginning is that you should be Mesha'er chati zayis b'shloshim. Then the Gemara says, no, you can't do that for one of two reasons. Either lo tezalzel b'shi'urim d'rabbanon, or chati shir is aser min ha'Torah, ad kan divrei ha'Gemara. Okay, nice Gemara, beautiful Gemara. We already noted that the Chazon Ish is medayik from this Gemara, that l'cha'ora tam ke'ikar is not d'oraisa. For if tam ke'ikar be d'oraisa, there is no svara in the planet to say that a chatzi zayis should be mevatel, you should be mevatel chatzi zayis b'shloshim. If tam ke'ikar is d'oraisa l'cha'ora, the chatzi zayis also is no same tam. So that is a very shveri kasha. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan on page 44, he quotes that maybe the pshat over here is that Chazal were yorei betoch devarim, and they notice that we're talking about the type of chela that isn't really nosing time, the type of bus that's not really nosing time into, ad kan devarav. Okay, very nice. Natzar levidan. The Gemara has two reasons why we have to mevatel b'shishim. Reason one, lo tezalzel b'shi'urim d'rabbanan. Reason two, chatzi shir is aser min ha'Torah. Me'anyen hadavar, that means it's interesting for you Philistines, but me'anyen hadavar, that the Shach in Oschof Gimel only quotes the reason the chatzi shir is aser min ha'Torah, and the Taz in Ostes only quotes the reason that lo tezalzel b'shi'urim d'rabbanan. No? Both reasons are found in the Gemara, but me'anyen hadavar, the Shach quotes one, the Taz quotes the other. The Pri Megodim over here notes from the Hagois of the Knesses Hagedola was basically one of the Benevestis wanted to update the Beis Yosef and quote all the new Svarim that came out after the Beis Yosef. So that's called the Knesses Hagedola. Knesses Hagedola is divided up between Hagos on the Tur and Hagos on the Beis Yosef and Hagos on the Shulchan Aruch. He has like three sections. So the Knesses Hagedola and Hagos HaTur, Os Lamed Aleph, it's quoted here in the Prima Gadim. The Knesses Hagedola says that there's a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. Because l'cha'ura, the Shach is telling me that the only reason why I'm machmir is because it is a chatzi shir aser min ha'Torah. That would imply that if it's an iser d'rabbanan, let's say I have a bishul akum or gevinas akum, or something that's only aser min d'rabbanan, and the chatzi shir of that falls in. So according to the Shach, it is not going to aser ad shishim, and one could argue it's going to only aser b'roif, or something like that, because the Shach nems on that it's based on chatzi shir aser min ha'Torah. However, according to the Taz, That's because lo tizalzel b'shiurim d'rabbanon. So therefore, according to the Taz, it should be batal, right? Only b'shishim. That's the horror of the Knesset HaGadola. Now, it's interesting to note that the Prima Godem over here notes that we already encountered this issue somewhat. Because when we learned Simin Kuf Tes back in our youth, so we encountered a Ramah, where the Ramah says that when we deal with the dinim of Bittul by Yavish B'Yavish, there is a distinction, or the Ramah notes, that there is no distinction between Yisurim D'Oraisa and Yisurim D'Rabbanan. No? Shach jumps up and down, spits wood in it, goes, and the Shach says, whoa, let's go slowly, says the Shach. Right? If I have Min B'She'eno Mino, Yavish B'Yavish, so fundamentally, it should be batul chad b'tray. The only reason why it's not batul chad b'tray is because it might be no same time la'achar habishol, and we hold the time kickers d'iraisa. That's what the Torah quoted from the Sefer HaTruma. If that's the case, so they have something that's an iser d'rabbanon, so it can't possibly ever come l'idei iser d'oraisa, and therefore an iser d'rabbanon that falls in Yavesh be Yavesh, even if it is min v'she'enoi minoi, you should be mevatel only chad b'tray. You should not require shishim. Right, that was the Shas Ha'ara in Simin Kuf Tes Os Tes. So what we already encountered in our youth was as follows, that the Shach is willing to distinguish between Isurim d'Oraisa Vishi or Bitulam to Isurim Dirabonon Vishi or Bitulam. No? And the Shach is willing to say that when I talk about a bit of Yavesh be Yavesh, Min B'She'enu Mino, right? So by an Isur Dirabonon, it's going to be Batul Chad betray. And the Shach over here also, Lecha Ora, is saying that the only reason I'm Meko on, or the only reason I'm machmir, I should say, on chatzi zayis chaylev, that I have to be mevatel b'shishim, is because it's an iser d'oraisa. Would it be an iser d'rabbanon? The Shach is inclined that you could be mekel. No? So, l'chayri, this is correct. Now, I think I'm right. Obviously, I usually think I'm right. If you could only convince my wife of this, so then I'd be in a better position. But the Vard is, however, that Imkenim Hadavarim, I don't understand the Prima Godim, because the Prima Godim writes that the Shach in Kuf Tes is speaking about only Min B'Mino, not Min B'She'eno Mino, and I don't think that's correct. I think the Shach that we just said over, Kuf Tes Ois Tes, is talking about even Min B'She'eno Mino by Yavish B'Yavish, so Lo Hevanti Zeh. Okay, but Zozai, let's go weiter. So we have a Machlokas between the two reasons given in the Gemara why Chetzi Zayis requires Shishim. One reason is because Lo Tizalzel B'Shiurim D'Rabbanon. The other reason is because Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. No? Now, we noted that there seems to be Machlokes Shach and Taz, which of these reasons we paskin like Lahalacha. The Knesset HaGedola notes that there is a machlokas harishonim on that Gemara, how to understand it. There's a machlokas harishonim on that Gemara, how to understand it. Rashi learns when the Gemara says that Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, so Rashi writes, since Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, that tells me that even the Chatzi Shir we treat seriously, and therefore even by an Isur D'Rabbanan should be machmir. That sounds very much like the Taz. However, the Hagosa Shri on the Rosh and Simon Chav Ches over there, the Hagosa Shri on the Rosh says that Lo Tizalzel by Iser D'Rabbanon is one Mahalach, Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah is a different Mahalach, and therefore if it's an Iser D'Rabbanon, it's going to be Batul Barov, which is Beferish Hit the Shach. So what the Hagos of the Knesset HaGadola knows is that this Machlokas, Shach and Taz, which he assumes is a Machlokas against the Prima Godim, who tries to smooth the playing surface, right? The Knesset HaGadola assumes it's a Machlokas. If it's a Machlokas, it's a Machlokas between Rashi, Beferusha al HaGemara, and the Hagos Ashri. So far, so good? Okay, gentlemen, let's go to the next Nekuda here. Right, we're doing the Taz.
The Taz. Where does the Taz get the idea that even on an Isser Derabbanan, they have to be Machmir, that Chatzi Zayis falls in the initiation? Where does the Taz get that idea from?
So Hadir Lofi in the Estaiti, Shepirusha Shal Hashach, Shepirusha Shah Taz, who Kacha, that the Lashon HaGemara is Chatzi Zayis of Chelev, Ephelet, no? Chetzis ayis of tarba that fell into dikula de bisra, chetzis ayis of chela fell into basar. The mechaber, and I assume this is b'mit kavein, the mechaber changed the lashon of the gemara. The mechaber writes chetzis ayis shel iser. Why did the mechaber not say chela of lashon haGemara? And the lashon haGemara is also recorded in Maimonides in chapter 15 of Machalais Asurais, that the Rambam speaks of Chetzi Zayis of Chelev. What's the pshat? I'll tell you the pshat, says me. But the Taz is saying is that the Mechaber changes the Lashon Chelev to a Lashon Isser to imply even Yisurim Derabbanan. Right? The Miskave, the Mechaber changed it, and that's what the Taz is saying, even by an Isser Derabbanan. Okay, not bad. Next Ta'ara, the Gilyon Maharsha. Gilyon Maharsha over here notes that we require Shishim Chatzoy Zaysim because we don't paskin like the Rambam, the Chatzishir Ayadei Taravis doesn't answer. Hey, let's go back. We encountered this discussion already. I apologize, but one of the Yisodas of Taravis is that right, we take stuff that we know, and then we try to know it better or apply it elsewhere. But we had a machlokus. What is the din of tam ke'ikr, if you hold tam ke'ikr, is do'iraisa? So we had the mahalach of the Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen said that tam ke'ikr is do'iraisa only if you have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, and pachos mi kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, meaning, let's say I have less than an achilas pras of it, or I have less than a kezayis of it, but still is nice and tam, whatever it is. So according to Chaim Cohen, the Rashba writes in the Torah Habayis, it's going to still be osur min haTorah, kedin chatzishir osur min haTorah, right? And we noted that the Rambam points out that kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is the din d'oraisa of tam ke'ikr, pachos mikezayis b'chdei achilas pras is midrabanan. And you get Malchus Maridus, the Rambam says. You don't get Malchus Min HaTorah. That's because we explained that the Rambam and the Reb Chaim Cohen, within the day of that Tam Ke'ikr is D'oraisa, they disagree as to whether Chatzishir is going to be Aser, because whether there's a concept of Chatzishir Ayidei Taruvus, no? That's what we explained in our youth. So the Goyim Marshovi here says, one second, if a Chatzizayis of an Iser is Nisarif Beheter, right? So, it still is going to be Osir. It's Chatzishir Yedei Taruvus. And the Rambam holds Chatzishir Yedei Taruvus is Mutter. No? Mutter Min HaTorah. Zetman says the Goyim Maharsha. You see over here that Chatzishir Yedei Taruvus is Osir against the Rambam. That's the Goyim Maharsha's Diyuk, and L'cha'ora he is hitting a home run. L'chore, it's a very good diyak. The din Shulchan Aruch sounds like Chatzishir b'taruvus is still aser. This morning, I went to speak to Rabbi Tzarfati about something. So, you know, after I finish a conversation with the Rebbeim here in Yeshiva, I like to kind of bounce my ideas for shir off of them. So we spoke about this Gemara. Obviously, he knows the Gemara. This is Rabbi Tzarfati. And he says, let me just tell you my vart on this Gemara. Right, Tzarfati is very into how sometimes one letter can like change all of Judaism, no? Isn't this like one of his approaches? He reads very carefully. So if you read Rashi in you read Rashi in Sadi Ches, where Rashi says, Lo tezalzo b'shirim d'rabbanon, Rashi's lashon is ha, right? Well, the first Gemara says, Lo tezalzo b'shirim d'rabbanon, and then the Gemara says, V'oid chetzi shir is osur min haTorah. So Rashi writes, "Ba'od ha mida oraisa aser de chatzishir aser min haTorah." Ha mida oraisa aser means mida oraisa chatzishir is aser min haTorah, and therefore I'm going to be machmir here also. However, the Ran on, I believe it's Lamed Hey, Bidape Harif, in the back of the Gemaras, the Ran, instead of saying ha, the Ran quotes the same Lashon as Rashi, but he says hi. Hi, Midoi Raisa Aser, not ha, Midoi Raisa Aser. Me'anyen, no? What's the difference between hi and ha? So I'll tell you the difference. Hi, Midoi Raisa Aser means that Lamed Hey, Omarach, Bidape Ha, Rif. Hi means, in this case, it's Aser Min HaTorah. Rashi is saying Hamidai Raisa Aser, meaning I'm not saying in this case it's Aser Min HaTorah. I'm saying that Ba'alma Chasishir is Aser Min HaTorah. No, meaning according to Rashi, since Chasishir is Aser Min HaTorah in general, so therefore it should also be Machmir that you need Shishim. That's why Rashi learns the Gemara. But Rashi is not saying that in this case it's going to be an Isser Do'i Rais of Chatzishir, because this case would be a Chatzishir Yidei Taruvus, right? And Chatzishir Yidei Taruvus is not going to be Aser Min HaTorah, right? We explained the story why, based on the dinim of Achshavei, right? So according to Rashi, it's Ha Aser. But according to the Ran, that it's a Hai Aser. So Hai means in this case it's Aser Min HaTorah, and that would mean that we're saying the Chasishir Aidei Tarupas is Mamash and Isra Do'i Raisa Hadvorim Mamash Mitukim Kidvash. No? Do I have to say, translate that in Yiddish for you so you understand it? Right? It's Mamash sweet. It's Mamash beautiful. A diak between Ha and Hai. No? You have to read carefully to pick up on these diukim. That's the godless of Rabbi Tsarfati. So far, so good, gentlemen. Should we go on? More Judaism? So that was, you didn't think there was much to say about Tzadik HaSe'if Vav, but we gave a whole shir on Tzadik HaSe'if Vav, or Chatzi shir on Tzadik HaSe'if Vav. Tzadik HaSe'if Zayin, it tells me, Beitza Sheyesh Ba'efroach Otipas Dam, Shenispash Ta'macheros, Tzoshishim Ba'achas Levanta Pleitosa. That an egg, Beitza Sheyesh Ba'efroach, so you need 61 eggs to be mevatel the plate of it. If I want to be mevatel the gufha egg, let's say I don't know which egg it was, that was the treif egg, so then an egg, we paskin in simin kuf, an egg is a beria, and beria afilo be'elef lo betela. But over here, and this is paraphrasing the Gemara on 97b, going over to 98a, over here, we're not talking about being mevatel the egg itself. We're talking about being mevatel the plato from the egg, right? What emanates from the egg, the tam from the egg. And therefore, because we're being mevatel tam from the egg, I need 61 eggs to be mevatel it. 60 is not enough. This is a special din by eggs, kemosha kasuv b'gemara. Aval ha-gemara lo hispira, how come you need 61? Nah, 60. Farvos. Why is it? So it seems that there is a machlokes harishainim as to why this is true. The tour over here quotes, the reason why I need 61 eggs is because eggs come in different sizes, no? There are big eggs, there are small eggs. There's grade A, there's grade double A, grade B. Right, they're different. Grade B eggs you're not going to be able to buy. They're only sold in industry. They're like garbage, basically. But there's eggs that are extra large, eggs that are jumbo, eggs that are large. They're different sizes of eggs. And because there are different sizes of eggs, so I can't say that this egg is going to be bought on 60 eggs because it's not really shayach to say, oh, for sure, it's bottle and 60, because maybe I have 60 smaller eggs. So therefore, the Torah says I need 61 eggs to be mevatel, because if I have 61, for sure, I'll make up in the difference between the big eggs and the small eggs. That's what the Torah assumes, no?
Is that taking a stance on Rove opinion?
Just please speak louder, because I'm deaf.
Is that taking a stance on Rove Binyan versus Rove...
Is that Rove Binyan versus Rove Minyan? So again, Rov Minyan versus Rov Binyan is a discussion only in Taruvus Yavish B'Yavish. Over here, I'm talking about the plata of the egg coming out, right? And since the flavor leaves the egg, so therefore, I'm being mevato as a davar lach. I mean, it's a regular din of bitul b'shishim. So it's not really telling in the discussion that we had in that shach, Rav Binyan, the two opinions on the Pesachei Tshuva and the Gilyan Marsha, Kamosha Kasavnu, Kamosha Hizbarnu. Right? That's not really telling in that sukkah. But the Torah understands that there are big eggs, there are small eggs, therefore you need 61. And Fivel Cohen notes that Lacha'ora, you shouldn't need 61, because if I cook eggs, presumably there is water also in the pot. And why is the water not sufficient to be mevatel the tam of the beitzas efrayach that I have? So he says, yeah, obviously the water is mitzvah. When we say 61, we mean that you're also cheshbening out the water volume to be equal to X number of eggs. That's what he says. Okay, not bad. Right? I mean, interesting, different, I don't know. So Torah's reason is that there are bigger eggs and there are smaller eggs. The Rambam, however, in chapter 15, Halacha, Yudzayin, Yudches, Yudtes, etc., the Rambam tells me the reason why I need 60 eggs is because since an egg is a beria, so even the thing that emanates from the egg also requires additional bittul. Right now, I'm not being mevatel the guf ha-egg. Right, that's a discussion in Simen Kuf. That's a discussion in Simen Kuf Yud about when I want to be mevatel the guf ha-egg in the yavish b'yavish sort of way. But over here, I want to be mevatel the tam ha-yotzim in ha-beitza. When I want to be mevatel tam ha-yotzim in ha-beitza, since this is tam ha-yotzim from a beria, so I need more to be mevatel it than I would if it would be a regular thing that gives off tam. Tam ha-yotzim in ha-beria, I have to chuck one extra one on, a din d'rabbanan. You get the impression it's a din d'rabbanan. And Torah, it's also a din d'rabbanan, but I'm chucking an additional one because mipnei shehi beria b'fnei atma asu heker ba v'haysifu b'shi'ura shteit in Rambam. They made a heker in order to be moisif on the shear. You have to add a little bit on ad kan divrei ha-Rambam. Yes, siri.
Isn't that true by most Isser
Hatters,
that the Isser
Hatter
come from a
beria? Not always. A meat might not be a beria. Beria is if I have like a full chunk, a full davar, mitchilas briyasai, that's a beria, a full entity. If I have a piece of meat, that's not a beria.
No, but it's yotzei.
No, but what I'm being mevato is the yotzei from the yotzei. I'm being mevato the tam hayotzei from the basar. Right, over here there's a beria in the pot. Right? There's an egg, a treif egg in the pot. And the Rambam is saying, since there's a treif egg in the pot, I have to be mosif echad, and I have to be mevatel the egg in 61. Not bad. Now, we should note that the Babylonian Talmud on folio 97b, going over to 98a, so the Gemara says that why do you have to mevato the plate hayotze min habeitza? L'cha'ora, that is called maya ba'almahu, no? The flavor that leaves an egg is, right, just water. It doesn't have any real taste. So why do you have to mevato anything? So the Gemara says, oh, you know what? We're not really talking about being mevato a regular egg. We're not even talking about being mevatel an egg that came from a non-kosher species. Right? Birds of non-kosher species have eggs, right? And those eggs are non-kosher. Yotzei min ha-tamei is tamei. But I'm not talking about being mevatel that egg. Zok di gemar, I'm only talking about being mevatel a beitza sheyesh ba efroach. I'm talking about being mevatel an egg that already has a chicken growing in it, meaning a fertilized egg, right? And a fertilized egg, Zak the Gemara, is going to be nice and tam because that teeny baby chicken that's inside the egg is going to be nice and tam, and that's why you have to be mevatelet. Okay, not bad. Now it happens that if you read that Gemara on Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara at first tries to bring rayas that we're talking about a beitzas efrayach. I should add that Tosfos adds that we're not only talking about beitzas efrayach, but even a potential beitzas efrayach. which is what we call a blood spot on an egg. No? When you guys make an omelet, so the minig of Halagi Yidin is that you crack an egg to make the omelet. Do not put the shell in the omelet or else it doesn't taste good. You crack the egg, get all the shell out, and you look at the egg to see if there is a blood spot. No? What's the cheshbon for a blood spot? Cheshbon for a blood spot is that we're worried that that little bit of dam in the egg might be the beginning of the development of a chicken. No? And therefore, you have to throw out an egg that has that little bit of blood because it's going to be treif, potentially. It's a suffix treif because maybe it's the beginning of the development of a chicken. There's a whole discussion. Could be that in our world, if you do not buy farm-raised eggs, right? So you don't have to check your eggs at all. That's the pashtus. Because the reason I check my egg is I'm worried that maybe the egg was fertilized. In most eggs, you don't want to have men around. You want the chicken just to keep on producing eggs. The Epis, it's very cruel to the chickens. They have like special lights or something. So that the chickens apparently don't lay eggs at night. They only lay eggs during the day. So they have special lights to keep it daytime all the time. And all these chickens do is they lay eggs. It's not so nice, but we also don't want any male roosters around because you don't want to potentially fertilize those eggs because you just want your chickens to lay eggs. That's all they want. Okay, very nice. So our farms don't have any males around. So there's less of a concern for blood spot, obviously. If you find a blood spot, in all likelihood, it is just like some abnormality. It's not the beginning of the development of a chicken. Nosaf al kach, in the way they make eggs, we mentioned before that eggs come in different sizes, and they actually look at the eggs to sort them, and there's a process called candling. Candling is a process, right, that what do? They shine a light at each egg so that you could basically see inside it. No? You know this stuff? Your father grew up in Vineland?
Lakewood.
What? Lakewood.
Yeah.
Okay, that area has a lot of farms, a lot of chicken farms. Right? So there's a process called candling. Right? You ask your father, he'll tell you.
Tell me that.
So this is mamish the metzias, right? I'm not making, guys, I don't make this stuff up, right? We have an eid echa neman b'isurin over here, right? And we'll have to talk about whether you're neman in this case. Yeah, mistama. That's classic isurin, right? You're Jewish, right? There's a... You're Jewish, right? Or else I shouldn't be teaching you Yerideya, right? But candling is a process that you inspect the eggs, and they basically shine the light at all the eggs, and therefore any egg that really has like a deformity in it, if there's a chicken that's beginning to grow in the egg, they would have removed from the line anyway. So my understanding is that most poskim feel that bizman hazeh b'medinas hachesed shalanu shekorim America, that you don't really have to check your eggs from blood spots. Nonetheless, the minig of the nashim tzidkaniyos has always been, and the minig of the husbands when they make Sunday morning breakfast is always that you check the eggs. Nachon? Correct? Oh, agreed. Fine. So let's go back over here. The Gemara says that when we talk about the eggs that can be nice and tam, it's not a regular egg, because a regular egg, the water that comes out is kemaya debeya ba'alma, it's just tam as like water, there's no tam. Talk about a beitzah sefreyah, that a beitzah sefreyah has tam. There is a discussion also. The Balei HaTosfos point out that hu hadin a beitzah with a blood spot in it, we'll treat it like a beitzah sefreyah, great. And the Balei HaTosfos then note that although the Gemara says that a beitza from an oof tummy does not require shishim be'echad, there's going to be no time at least on the beitza from an oof tummy, Tosfos says maybe that's true only when the beitza from an oof tummy has a shell on it. But if I would have already shelled the oof tummy beitza, so then maybe it will be nice and tam. And there is one opinion in the Ramah in Simen Pei Vav, if I forget if it's Siv Vav or Siv Zayin, but the Ramah over there says that since the Gemara at the end of the Sugya says that there is no raya
The Gemara at the end of the sukkah says that there is no raya that we're talking about only a beitzas roah. It could be even a beitzas tamei is going to be nice and tam. So the Rambam says that you should be machmir even by a beitzas tamei bikli pasa that you need 61 to be levatalet. That's what the Rambam writes in peivav either sifav or sifzayin. I just forgot. Okay, now. There is a machlekes harishonim, however. What is the iser exactly when I have a beitza that begins to develop a chicken inside? Is that an iser de oraisa, or is that an iser de rabbanan? Rashi writes, Chulin 98. Mamash, Chulin 98 has such important stuff in Judaism, no? So Rashi writes on Chulin 98 that beitza with an efrayach is an iser de oraisa. The Rashbun, the Teres Habayi, Shar Beis, right at the beginning. Rashbun quotes, it's aser only midrabbanon. Reb Feivel points this out, that according to the Rashba, it's only aser midrabbanon.
What's the iser?
So according to Rashi, the iser is, that's considered a nevela already. The Rashba holds that min ha-toyber, we don't consider a nevela. To be a nevela, min ha-toyber, it has to be an animal that was shechted improperly. This beitza sheyesh be'efrayach is not yet an animal, so we can't treat it like a nevela on the level of d'oraisa. Rashi seems to say that from psukim, right, we treat it like a nevela min hatayra. In my youth, I had a mahalach. I thought the machlokas was based on it. There's a letter in the back of Reb Volvel's Sefer about the nature of the iser nevela. As I was thinking about it now, I don't think that what I was saying in my youth is correct. So if you listen to my Yeridei Yishuv from like 6 years ago, whatever it is, just delete that part. I don't think what I said then was correct. But I don't know exactly the reason. This machlokas Rashi and Rashba. The Gra over here, Elijah Kramer of Vilna. The Gra says that in his opinion, right, the din is a din de rabbanan. A beitza sheyesh ba efrayach is only aser midi rabbanan, and therefore this is a raya to the psak of the Rambam. You see, in Se'if Ches, we first talk about a kechal, and a kechal is batal in 59. Okay, so again, most yisurim batal b'shishim. Beitza, 61, and Kechal, 59. That's Tzadi Zayinu, Beis, Tzadi Ches Amar Aleph. Kechal, the udder, is Baton 59. Why is the udder Baton 59? There's a Machlokas Rambam and Raivet. The Rambam tells me that an udder is Baton 59 because, Zok the Rambam, it's an Isser Midrabanon. The udder Min HaTorah is not a problem. It's not really Basar B'Cholav, because the Cholav is Cholav Shkuta. It's not really Basar B'Cholav. Udder is Kechals are aser midrabanan, and because it's aser midrabanan, that's why it's baton 59. And lecha'ora hu hadin, anything in Judaism that's aser midrabanan is baton 59. That's the Rambam's shita. The Ravid, when he, this is chapter 15 halacha yudches, the Ravid has a different mahalach. The Ravid says that when an udder is baton 59. The udder is baton 59 because we have a little bit of chalav inside the udder. I have 59 pieces of meat. Can they get that chalav? The udder itself also is meat. So I nearly have 60 pieces. Can they get the milk? Because there's 59 regular meats and one meat of the udder itself. That's the way the Ravid learns. The Pashta says that Rashi agrees with the Ravid Ayin Shom Besugya. But the Rambam is telling me that all Isurim Derabanan are Bato in 59. And Kechal for the Rambam is a Raya to all Isurim Derabanan. So the Ramah argues on the Rambam, because the Ramah writes that all Isurim are Bato Beshishim. No? Zetmin, even Isurim de Rabbanon, right, are batal b'shishim. And Isur de Rabbanon is going to be batal b'shishim.
says the Gruff, I have a raya against the Rambam from the din of the Beitza. Because the Beitza sheyesh ba efrayach, this is the Gra in Os Lamed, Lamed in the Likot. The Beitza sheyesh ba efrayach is only Aser Midrabanon. And the Beitza sheyesh ba efrayach, even though it's only Aser Midrabanon, it has to be bottled by 61. Zetmin, that an Issa Dirabonin is also Batul B'Shishim usually, but the Beitza, there's Epesach Chumra above that, no? So therefore, so the Gra says, I have a Raya against the Rambam Nidin of Beitza. That Gra is very interesting, because he's assuming like the Rashba, not like Rashi, because Rashi writes that Beitza Shish Bafrayach is Aser Min HaTayra. The Gra has another Raya from the Gemara about Shumin Hagid, which is also Aser Midrabonon. And Shumin Hagid is Batul B'Shishim, Kemosh Kasav Shom B'Gemara. So that's the Gra's whole Shtikol Torah, which I think is actually elegant. By the way, this is not the same conversation that we had in Sif Vav. In Sif Vav, we're talking about like the Chatzi Shir and Issa D'Rabbanon, right? And Sif, etc. Right? Over here, we're talking about the Issa. Over here, we're talking about an Issa D'Rabbanon itself. If you have a full Shir and Issa D'Rabbanon, is that going to be bought on 59, like the Rambam says? Or maybe it's going to be bought only B'Shishim? And we explain the gross raya. Oh, yeah. Chaim, you had a point?
Yeah. What's the differentiation between a shaliyo, which we learned earlier, is considered basar, and presumably it's the head there.
The shalal, yeah.
As opposed to the fra. Or something
like similar. So a shalal, I thought, is the baby that's inside the animal. Right, so the baby comes out. The Efrayach hasn't yet come out. Beit Shishish by Efrayach, the Efrayach is inside. It's like an egg, and there's right. It's an egg, and there is what's it called in the egg, right? It hasn't yet come out. The dinim in Pezayin with the shalal is if I have a shalal that came out of the animal, so that shalal is considered basar. Whether that's a din d'orais or a din d'rabbanon, we spoke about a little bit. But I think that's like a different thing, right? Over here, the egg with the baby in it is considered iser min hatayra according to Rashi, mid rabbanon according to the Rashba. Yeah.
What if you just remove the red blood spot?
An egg with a blood spot, the pashtus is a suffix.
What if you remove the blood spot?
So if you remove the blood spot, so from our eggs, you're allowed to remove the blood spot because our eggs are for sure not fertilized, right? It's only that you shouldn't eat it with the blood spot because it's like a little bit disgusting. It's like a Baal Tshach Tzuv type of thing. In their eggs, right, if it's a fertilized egg that finds a blood spot, the whole thing is treif. So you can't, right? The whole thing is treif.
Yeah. In ours, it's not an issue because Dabu...
Ours is an issue of disgusting. It's not... I'm not worried that it's the beginning of a chicken. It's not.
But it could be the blood of a chicken.
Huh?
It could be the blood of a chicken.
That's a deformity. That wouldn't be an issue. Right? That's again, why would there be blood inside an egg? Again, I'm not egg man.
I'll ask.
Okay. I think it's just like some freaky deformities. I think that's all our blood spots are. I don't know. Okay, there's a little bit more to talk about. Maybe Mirat Hashem on Sunday. I want to try to finish the Siman, if possible. So I have a little more to say in Se'if Ches, and then we should do Se'if Tes. I know I'm moving a little bit quickly. I should slow down, Chevra? If the Olam tells me to slow down, I can slow down. But I like going quickly. Okay, gentlemen, we should say the Mincha service. Yeah.